As I was preparing for this weekend, I thought to myself, what do the people of God want for the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time? And I thought to myself, they want me to preach on death. So you may wish you went to St. Mary's this weekend. It is important, I think, though, to meditate and to at least think about death. Because in the Western world, we have a very unhealthy relationship with it. It's interesting to me because I see Catholics unable to approach it and afraid of it. And this need not be the case. Pagans should fear death. Materialists, those who hold to only a material world, they should fear death. But Catholics don't need to. The word gospel means literally in Greek good news. And so when you read the apostles, they bubble forth with joy over many things that they learned from Christ. Talk about the forgiveness of sins, the fact that in baptism they are adopted as sons and daughters of God. But Paul constantly hammers home this point, that through the resurrection of Christ, death has been conquered. That is why he says, O death, where is your sting? O death, where is your victory? It's also why Paul can say, if we have died with Christ, we shall also live with Christ. And Paul, towards the end of his life, would say, for me, death is gain. There is an ability amongst the early Christians to look death in the eye with Christian courage, with confidence. They understood that God is God of the living and not the dead. And so then this spilled into our spiritual tradition. If you look at the spiritual writers, St. Francis de Sales, St. Alphonsus, St. Anthony of Padua, virtually all of them actually recommend as a weekly spiritual practice to meditate upon our death. Back in the day, the Capuchins, they used to eat dinner with a skull on their dining room table to remind themselves of their death. Memento mori, as we say in Latin, remember your death. And the reason for all of this is there was a recognition that death did not need to be feared anymore through the victory of Christ. All we needed to do was to prepare for it and to prepare for it properly, specifically the judgment. As Paul says, after death, there is the judgment, when we have to render an account to God for all the things we have been given, God who judges the minds and the hearts of his people, and our Lord who says every idle word we will be held accountable for at the judgment. So people like St. Alphonsus recognize that the best way to prepare for death in a Christian way was to live a good life. The night will come when none of us can work anymore. But now is the day of salvation, and now is the acceptable time. The past is gone and the future is not here. What we have is the present, and God is always found in that present moment. This is why before I celebrate Mass, I always pray, Lord, help me to celebrate this Mass as if it were my first Mass, my last Mass, my only Holy Mass. I may never have the opportunity to celebrate another Mass, but I have been given the opportunity to celebrate this Mass. And so I must celebrate this Mass with great love and devotion. And so what all of this reminds us is that we should take care of things now. We shouldn't push things forward. We shouldn't procrastinate in the spiritual life. If there are sins we need to confess, then let's confess them. If there are sacraments we need to receive, let's receive them. If we need to get our marriages blessed, let's get them blessed. If there are sins we need to let go of, now is the time to let go of them. The present moment. At my ordination, afterwards, after the Mass, I'm given a folder. And in the folder, there is a sheet of paper, and it has all my priestly faculties, the things which the Archbishop permits me to do as a priest of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. those faculties are not for me. They're not to serve me. My priesthood is not for me, it's for you. It's for the people of God. And so those faculties form sort of a priestly arsenal by which I am to battle the kingdom of Satan in the world. So you guys take advantage of that arsenal. If you need to be blessed, be blessed. If you need to confess a sin, confess your sin. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day to begin or to continue to live a good life. And if we do all of that, then be not afraid. Then we have conquered death through the victory of Christ. When the apostles went out and preached, they preached a risen Lord. When the apostles went out and were killed, when they were put to death in the Colosseum, they did so for the sake of a risen Lord whom they have claimed to have seen. They testified to the resurrection of Christ with their blood. And that is a reminder to us that God is God of the living and not of the dead. And at death, life is not ended, it is simply changed. And so if we prepare, then we can be not afraid. We need not run from it.